From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The G20 summit of the world's richest economies wrapped up Saturday against a backdrop of angry protests. Luis Ramirez reports from Hamburg.
More protests rocked the German port city of Hamburg Saturday as the G20 wound down. President Trump was on center stage talking about a new trade deal with Britain's prime minister and taking up the thorny issues of trade in North Korea with China's leader. Trump's America First policy and Brexit presented a challenge for supporters of globalization at the summit. With so much discord on matters of trade and climate, host Angela Merkel said talks were difficult. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Iraqi security forces say they expect to declare victory in Mosul in the coming hours, which would bring an end to the Iraqi half of the Islamic State caliphate. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Iraqi forces are using coalition airstrikes and ground support for the offensive to take back Mosul. Months of fighting has devastated much of the old city, including the landmark 850-year-old Gran El Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret that jihadists recently blew up.
The United Nations has predicted it will cost more than $1 billion to repair Mosul's basic infrastructure. Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez says he is prepared to return to jail rather than abandon his campaign to remove President Nicolas Maduro from power. Lawmaker and close ally Freddy Guevara read a statement from Lopez hours after Lopez was removed from a military prison to house arrest. In his words, he is now a prisoner in my own home, like the Venezuelan people. The 46-year-old Lopez spent more than 3 years in a military prison. He was sentenced to nearly 14 years for inciting violence. This is VOA News. Ukraine was among the issues raised when U.S. President Donald Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be taking the issue next to Ukraine's capital and a meeting with the country's president. Steve Reddish reports.
After sitting in on the much-anticipated meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Kiev to demonstrate U.S. support for Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Joining Tillerson on the trip, Kurt Volker, the new point person in negotiations to end the Ukraine conflict under the Minsk Agreement. In an interview with VOA on June 29th, Volker laid out his vision for Ukraine.
We need to have a Ukraine that is sustainable, resilient, prosperous, strong democracy, so that it'll be attractive to the regions in the east and where disinformation and propaganda attacks don't really have much traction.
I'm Steve Reddish, VOA News, Washington.
The Chinese hospital treating ailing Nobel Peace laureate Liu Xiaobo said two physicians from Western nations visited Liu and approved of the treatment he was receiving. VOA's Tom Turco.
The 61-year-old Liu was sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2009 for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China before being transferred to a hospital in the northeastern city of Shenyang for treatment of terminal liver cancer. Number One Teaching Hospital of the China Medical Sciences University said it invited the doctors, one from the U.S. and the other from Germany, to help with Liu's treatment. The hospital identified the doctors as Joseph Herman of the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the U.S. and Marcus Buckler of Germany's University of Heidelberg.
Liu was jailed following a conviction of inciting subversion of state power after he helped write a petition known as the Charter 8 that called for democratic reforms in China. He was granted medical parole to the hospital in late June. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is defending his government's apology and multi-million-dollar payment to a former Guantanamo Bay prisoner who pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. The deal between the government and Omar Khadr's lawyer is based on a 2010 Supreme Court of Canada ruling that Canadian officials violated his rights at Guantanamo. U.S. bombers have conducted rare live-fire drills near the border with North Korea. The military said two U.S. B-1B Lancers joined by U.S. and South Korean jet fighters dropped weapons in a simulated destruction of an enemy ballistic missile launcher and underground facilities. I'm Steve Miller from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.